Hello, everybody, and welcome to the AusNZ Community Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 17. We have a fabulous player from Ireland on with us this evening. We're really looking forward to chatting to him. But in the just before we move over to that side, g'day to Pete, and hello to JR.
G'day and hello to you two as well.
Hello, hello. Hello, everybody.
Yeah. So tonight's guest is a guy by the name of Mono Victor. He plays currently on Supreme. Hello and welcome to the podcast, Mono Victor.
Hello, hello. It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Yeah. So Pete's asked this off the recording. He's asked very politely, is it okay to call you Victor? And you're okay with that, yes?
I am okay with that, yes.
So I wanted to include that in the podcast just in case people thought we were being rude and not calling him by his real name. all right. So
before we do go, I just want to give a quick shout out to Dex in 7K for suggesting you to be a guest on our podcast. So shout out to you, Dex. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for the recommendation. And if you do have a recommendation of your own, please be welcome to throw them under the bus. I mean, to get them in contact with us. So
brilliant.
Thanks for coming along. Thanks for the suggestion, Dex. Really looking forward to maybe having you one day on the podcast. Pete, do you want to start off the proceedings?
Oh, well, I would, but my score is what I thought was pretty good. Is not very good after speaking with Victor.
This is the new team event.
The new team event. I'm just waiting for my screen to load up now. It's called Flash Newton instead of Flash Gordon. It's a 5-track event, and it is all new Time Attack tracks. So you can't be practicing any of them.
The crazy thing I noticed about one of the uphill tracks is it says it's 250 meters long, but it's not 250 meters high.
Yes.
So you're going forwards or upwards at such a high gradient that you're actually not going forwards very far as you go up. Even though it's 250 meters, it's 250 meters, you know, straight line, but you're traveling
more like 600 meters.
It's more like 600 meters. And I was like, I'm going to swear. Are you kidding me? This is ridiculous. I was thinking 250 meters, start boost. That'll do.
Yeah. That particular track, I'm using the rally car.
Yes.
So, yes. I'll go through the tracks one by one. Track one is a Climb Canyon track, and it's interesting because it has many different ways you can go. You can go above and then along some floating platforms, or you can go below and go over a bridge floating above lava.
Yep.
That's the way I go because it's the safer option. The floating platforms, if you stay on them too long, they just fall down, which is a bit annoying, but oh well. I'm going with the super bike with wings, afterburner, and coin boost.
Okay, cool.
There's a lot of vehicles you can choose from. So, yeah. Makes it difficult. Too many options makes it too hard, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
Next track is another Time Attack, and it's a water beach track. And I'm going with the jet ski with wings, coin boost, and afterburner.
Okay.
Just interesting. Skimming along the water.
Yep.
Yeah, skim along the water, climb the hills. Yeah, pretty easy. Next track is another beach track, but it's an interesting one because you go down underneath and then like into this cave-like system. Best vehicle for me is to use the rotator so you can ride along the roof and then shoot out.
Yep.
I'm going with wings, start boost, and coin boost.
Mm-hmm.
Once you shoot out of the end of the little tunnel, I like to flip over before the start of the incline.
And climb up that way.
Yeah, climb up that way because otherwise you end up going, doing backwards. Spins and it just, yeah,
yep.
Doesn't work out.
I've done that about 17 million times now. And I'm only playing it on the alt. On TNT at the moment, so not happy, Jan.
track four is a track that they usually use for a no air penalty track, where it's like a flat-ish kind of track where it has a whole heap of rocks in the way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very glad they decided not to add that penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going with
Thankfully, they didn't add the rocks. So
thankfully. Yes.
I'm very grateful. I'm going with the Hoover bike, and I'm using magnet, coin boost, and nitro.
Oh, nice mix. Okay.
Yeah, I'm just sort of flying over most of the rocks and then landing as close as I can to the fuel, and then go off the nearest rock again. Fly as far as I can. Yeah. I find it the easiest way. It's about a 7 to 8K method.
Yeah, cool. Nice.
And track five is the hill climb. The 200 meter hill climb. 250 meter, sorry. I'm using the rally car with winter tires, coin boost, and wings. At the start, get the perfect start and then reverse. Get rid of your bonnet.
Yep. Get rid of the bonnet. Yep.
Yep. And then just fly up as fast as you can. Try to make the most of your landings and pass everybody else who's using the muscle car.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. No. Would you guys have anything to add to that? Mono Victor?
I mean, with your line that you've just mentioned here, it's completely different to the ideal line, I must say.
I expected as much.
And that is why we get 26,000 and we go, wow, we're great. And then you guys, you know, get 40 plus and, you know, we look at you in awe and go, if only we were better.
Could you tell us how it should be done?
I will mention I did make a mistake in the debrief saying that we did play the event, but I forgot that it was actually the new team event that was out this Friday. We can't play until Sunday because
it's easy. Yeah, that's the older. That's why I asked, is it the one with the wheelie?
Yeah, that was my fault. I said it was a new one, yeah. That was my fault.
Pete, did you hit 30K for that one?
That one I did, I believe. 35K. Oh, wow.
I was in line for a 35K score and stuffed the motorbike, the motocross on the third track.
Mm-hmm.
In practice, I'd done 21 seconds repeatedly. And then I'd done a 9K T1, a 9K T2.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone into this third track and I stuffed it big time, three times in a row, used all my tickets.
Right.
And got a 28K score, right? With a 400 T3.
Lovely.
I was really pissed.
Yeah, that is quite unfortunate, yeah.
Yeah. So
it's the worst feeling, even if you use all your 3 attempts that you get, and you still can't deliver. It is very annoying. Yeah.
Oh, it's not even annoying. It's almost like, seriously, am I really that bad a player? I'm not that bad a player. Seriously, I can't be that bad a player.
Sorry, I just checked my score because I still haven't played the new one, and the event finished on my main account. I managed to get 27k.
Okay, well, 35. I did 29 on my alt twice.
But the main thing is I beat Goose, so that's all good. Goose and I have this little competition who can outscore each other. Thanks for the little nudge that I needed.
Yeah, that's the important bit then.
Mm-hmm.
Beating Goose, that's all that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
JR, have you got a little bit?
A little bit? Just a very little.
Yeah, sure.
Since I haven't been playing so much, I actually needed to, you know, ask help and, you know, what should we talk about? So, I don't even know this is a feature in the game that we can enable and disable the upgrade of the tunes.
Yep.
So right now,
you can turn it off. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we can remove the arrow up and down arrow.
Oh wow!
But I like it better.
Remove them completely.
Yeah, removing completely. Like when you upgrade, it just stays there. It's just upgraded.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm. I don't even remember when this feature started.
I remember.
It must have been in the most recent update.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, it was featured in the most recent update.
Yeah, okay, yeah. That's interesting.
But that's, I still like it better, you know, when you could upgrade and downgrade it.
Well, yeah, I mean,
so do I.
Yeah.
That was all part of the feature, wasn't it? Upgrade and downgrade. Because when they first offered the tunes, you could only upgrade, and once you'd done all the upgrades, you couldn't downgrade. And then at one stage, they introduced the downgrades, and we started realizing that there were certain cars that responded to having slightly lower tunes. And we, you know, they were becoming the tunes to know, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, very interesting. Very interesting.
Wonder why they decided to add that.
Well, like everything, I think someone somewhere thought it was a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I have another question.
They would be wrong.
But yeah, I have another question. Have the three of you completed your mastery for both Sports Car A and Moonlander?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
No?
No, I have not. Have I finished it for Sports Car? No.
Yeah? And the Moonlander, not yet?
Nope. I've done the first mastery, but not all four.
Okay.
I just haven't had the time to grind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I should, because I really want that. Not so much the fourth part, but I want the pod cruising, whatever it's called, when you're in pod mode.
When you disconnect wheels. Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds like a very handy feature to have. So I will get it eventually, just haven't got around to it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I have done the mastery on the Moonlander for both accounts now.
Wow.
But
can
I
you
have
do
not
mine?
Done, no. This is just for the Moonlander, but I haven't done the sports car for my main alt account.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah. Because I just deemed it as irrelevant. I didn't want to do
necessary.
It. Yeah, yeah. Like
nah, I feel you.
Because I'd basically done enough on the alt. Sorry, I'd done enough on the main account to realize that it wasn't the deal breaker that I thought it was going to be. And my alt account, I mean, how many times do we use the sports car in a team event? And I mean, guarantee you now it's going to be forever. But
they're bound to put it in more often now.
Possibly. But in saying that, you know, in a year's time when the mastery's been on every other vehicle, you know, we're going to have the other vehicles that are going to be better again. So, yeah. You know, sports car is going to be that car again that is just not as good as the rest anymore. You know, this mastery has made the sports car playable, but it hasn't, it's not going to make it, you know, a million times better than every other car. That's my thoughts anyway. Okay. Interesting. Very cool.
Do you have any bits?
I did. I wanted to do a little bit of a thank you to all the people who commented and mentioned and said something over our last two episodes on both YouTube. That interaction has helped us get some extra followers, which is now meaning we're getting all this extra stuff that we can look at and analyze and do number crunching, which I've shared with both JR and Pete. So I wanted to say a big shout out to all the fans. I want to say thank you for listening. Thank you for your comments. We really appreciate everything you do and say. We like the fact that you're listening and asking questions. So it's a little bit of a selfish plug for ourselves. Thank you very much. But also saying thanks to all of our listeners. So, I didn't want to go on and on and on about it, but, you know, the reaction we got from the last two episodes was really cool. We've got a whole bunch of new listeners who are now also, as we speak, going back through old episodes and listening to old episodes. So it's really cool. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And keep bringing on the comments in the YouTube videos. I enjoy reading through them.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And just in case you're not aware, I do respond to these people, but I do it on behalf of the entire podcast crew. It is not wholly and solely one person's point of view. I do share the comments with the guys, and you know, it is all of us responding, not just one person. So please keep commenting. Yes. All right. Well, that leads us to the most important part of the actual podcast, which is talking to our guest. So he's been quietly listening and occasionally commenting. So here is a much better introduction. Mono Victor, or Victor from now on, comes from Ireland. He is currently playing on Supreme, which is a CC team. We really appreciate his time and him coming on. So welcome to the podcast, Mono Victor.
It's a pleasure to be here.
And thanks again for Dex for suggesting that you should come on. So please give him a hand from all of us as well. Victor, tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you played the game, and you know, what was your team journey so far?
I've been playing this game for, I think, 4 years now, which is really insane to me. And I believe I wasn't really much of a team event player when I was beginning, but the journey mainly started, I think, for the past 2 years. It's where I was going to team events, I think. That's where I started to pull off, I think.
That's really interesting. You've only been playing for 4 years. I would have thought for sure it would have been more, being as skilled as you are.
I think it was 4 years. I may be wrong. It might be more, but I believe it was 4 years, at least on the account I'm on now. I did have a few accounts before that, but I think I lost one of them on my old devices, so that was pretty annoying, but it wasn't that big of a deal.
So, question for you then. You're on Supreme. How long have you been with Supreme?
It's been around a year, I think. At least the first time I joined, but then I've been pretty much leaving and joining, I think, between those times. Mainly going to, like, lower division teams, mainly. Just to chill, you know?
Just to chill. Mm-hmm. But you've always played with Supreme, is what you're saying?
Yes, since CC.
Your main up, you know, high level team, yeah?
Yeah, after the merge from the old team Unity, that's when I joined the first time to Supreme.
Yep, cool. Cool. Well, very cool.
What sort of teams did you play in to get to that level?
I remember fondly, well, my first team anyways that I joined was actually called Satire Racing. It was mainly fluctuating between Division 3 and Division 2. That's when I started, like, taking off in team events. Then I believe I joined Mad Lads, and if anyone knows Gaming Tinker, that was his team, and I stayed there for quite a while after Satire Racing. And I think it was there when I started joining Supreme, I believe, after Mad Lads, if I remember correctly. I may be wrong, though. And then,
excellent.
Now I'm where I am today, essentially.
Nice.
Hmm.
Very cool.
Question. Oh, you go first, Eva.
No, you first. You first.
I was going to mention, you have a YouTube channel. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah. How did you get into making YouTube content?
It mainly started when I had some road records that I wanted to post, mainly, and other types of content. Because, well, alongside being a team event player, I'm also a time attack player, as many know. Hills Ahead? I believe it was Hills Ahead, all vehicle that I got. But mainly started to get a name for myself from that. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much, well, there were other records too, but that was one of the best records I got back in the day in 2021.
You're
talking about records. Are you talking about records with a specific vehicle?
Some records were with specific vehicles and some were with, like, all vehicles. Like, in Hills Ahead, for example, that was a Jeep. Got a 9.4 and that was really, really good back then.
Yep.
Excellent. So, getting your world records out there is what made you start doing YouTube. That's good.
Yes.
Do you know how many world records you've had in the past or previously holding, currently holding?
Previously, there are a few. I had Forgotten Highway as well. At least that's the only one I can remember. I don't know if I had any more other than that. I'm trying to remember, but I don't think there are any. Oh boy. There are also some adventure records as well. Beach, for example, back then 53.7K was the world record with Super Diesel, which was pretty... When I got the record back then, it was pretty okay, but I knew you could do way more. But for a while, 53.7K was the supposed limit of Beach. And then CCV came about, and then it completely wrecked adventure.
But that was using, like, a jump shock technique, yeah?
Yeah, the kangaroo setup, landing boost wings and jump shocks, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, very cool. Very cool.
You have a adventure player listening in live, so... I don't know if you know DeBell.
I do know DeBell very well, yes.
Yes.
He's listening. If he wants to say something, he's welcome to say something.
No, DeBell.
Hi guys.
Change the bell.
So he's welcome to say something, but the reason I was asking that pointed question before about, you know, was it a specific vehicle, is your name is Mono Victor. Has it got anything to do with the Mono?
It was just back in Satire Racing was when I had my Mono Victor arc, essentially. I decided, instead of putting Victor, or just being called Victor, just call me Mono Victor, because at the beginning, it sounded pretty cool, and Mono meant one. That was pretty cool to me. And now, here I am today, still sticking with the name.
Your answer was going to answer my question, so I was just going to ask about, is it, it's nothing to do with the Monowheel?
Well, before, yeah, it didn't really have much to do with Monowheel. I wasn't really much of a Mono player back then. But gradually, I did start playing with Monowheel a bit, mainly in Time Attack. Adventure is a completely different story, though. I don't want to talk about those records.
Sounds like there's something sinister in that.
It's a painful vehicle to do in adventure, because when you're chasing stars,
Well, I said it the other day, and I said it a couple of episodes ago. I finally hit 4 million stars.
It's you're doing better than me.
But that's on two accounts. That's two combined accounts. But I have been steadily building, I must say, I've been steadily building my main. I've gotten to 2.6 or 2.4 now. So slowly building, and I'm attacking the forest hard one. So working on that at the moment. But what are you posting on your YouTube channel?
It mainly consists, well, at least right now, it mainly consists of team event videos and also community showcase videos.
Cool. Cool.
I watched that community showcase video you posted recently, and they were really, you got a lot of skill, let's just say that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, it's true, I will. So you're welcome.
I will post a link to your YouTube channel in both of the podcast episode comments. So if anybody wants to follow along, you're welcome to. You can see it in the comments below. You can click on and follow Victor as well. So,
I'll try to remember to add it to the announcement of this episode too.
I'll put it in. I'll put it in the description. All good. Cool. So yeah. JR, do you have any questions?
So aside from enjoying making world records, what game mode do you enjoy more? Is it adventure or cops?
That is a very good question, actually. I mean, there's a lot of good things about adventure. Mainly for me, it's speedrunning, because especially with the sports car masteries being released some time ago, speedrunning with that vehicle is very, very fun. Although it is pretty annoying because there are many blind jumps because you gain so much speed. In Beach, the 2K opening is very fun. Very, very fun. You can get a lot of kilometers as well. It's a really good way to grind kilometers as well. And with Desert Valley is the main one. I'm thinking there can be a potential of beating CCV, because Field Boost is very powerful, along with the Kangaroo setup. Because I'm trying right now, I think, to get the world record. I believe it's sub 4:30 in about stat, if I remember correctly. So I'm trying to beat that. The first 3 kilometer, I mean, this may sound like complete rubbish what I'm saying, because I'm just waffling right now, to be honest. But the first 3K is very fast. It completely destroys CCV, but then it gets difficult near the middle, especially. The 4.7 stretch mainly will be an issue, because you can't really beat CCV there because Fuel Boost isn't really viable because there's no good spots for it, and it's pretty difficult to get the hill pass of 4.7. So that's the main issue. Except for that, then it can definitely do a lot. So hopefully in the future, I can probably get a good run there.
Well, we'll look forward to that.
Castaway will be happy to hear that you like the sports car speed runs.
I also hope I can get Castaway Will to also play Desert as well, because he can definitely do a lot, because even post-mastery, or before masteries, he was getting insane clips in Desert. It was really nice to see. So hopefully...
Yeah, he's a speedrun king, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's really good with sports car. Really, really good.
And when you talk about... So just to get people understanding what that means, so speedrun is basically using Kanga to just fly over everything and go as fast as you can.
Essentially, yes.
Essentially, yeah. Okay. Interesting. Interesting.
Just a follow-up question. What's your least used vehicle for adventure?
Least used vehicle? Ooh. I honestly think it's a snowmobile. For me, I do not use snowmobile and I do not enjoy it at all. This is really bad for me. There may be other vehicles out there, but mainly snowmobile. I do not like snowmobile at all. It's just really bad for me.
I love the snowmobile in team events. In team events, it's fantastic. But yeah, in adventure, it seems very slow for some reason.
In team events in particular, sometimes the snowmobile can actually not be the best vehicle. Like, for example, one of the previous ones that it was featured in, it was just not used because it wasn't the best vehicle. I believe there's another one that completely steamrolled it. I actually don't remember the team event, though. I'm trying to remember here. Oh, yeah, in the current one, there is an option to use snowmobile in the beach. The beach
one. Yeah. The water
but there's actually a better option because you can use bus and just trust over the whole map. You just break the cage, you fly over to the first fuel, and then from the first fuel, just fly to the end. You get a good time. It gets about 10k points if you get it correctly.
Noted. Noted. I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try with the bus. So is that thrusters, magnet, and jump shocks to start off with?
Or wings.
It's thrusters, wings, and jump shocks. And you just fly over the whole map.
Of course. Of course.
Remove the roof and the passengers, or just the roof?
Just the roof.
Okay.
Of course.
Good to know. I remember there was a track that they usually have the snowmobile being the best vehicle for it, but with all the new vehicles and new parts and things like that, they threw it in there to see if people would figure it out that it wasn't the fastest for that particular track. I think that's the one that you were talking about. We had it recently where I started off using the snowmobile, and then I saw people going past me like, hang on a minute, what's going on? Yes.
I believe a good example based on that was one of the team events where, again, snowmobile was featured, but then you had Hoverbike, which is one of the new vehicles that were released recently. It just completely destroyed snowmobile. Which honestly, as much as I hate snowmobile, though, it's pretty, I'd say pretty sad, because it's just featured as a safe vehicle, you know?
That's why I love it, because it's the safe vehicle. It's the one that I know I can still get 6.5k, even stuffing one of the, even stuffing one of the bits, one of the landings, you know. It's sad. I'm sorry. I that's why I don't get 37k in team event scores, because I play
You're
the
too
conservative
safe.
Card. I play the conservative card. I know I can get 29k. That's it. I've got 29k. That's great. Oh, jeez.
then I think it would sadden you, because in the current new team events, I must say Vershock posted a video recently about 50k in the event just to
saw
that. I did see my god.
just remember folks, that last episode Vereshak was on and he said the words easy 10k, right? Easy 10k with the Moonlander on every track. Ba-bao.
Every track? No.
We have a consensus here. That's great. I love
it's
it.
It's not even possible in one of the tracks. What is he on about?
No, I'm staring. I'm staring.
Are we talking adventure here?
Adventure. Easy 10K. Easy 10K. And I'm like, yeah, maybe for you, but not for me. Oh, geez. So, no. I'm sure we will see. Well, I'm hoping to see someone do a 60k score soon, and just go, "Yep, look at that score," you know. I don't know who it's possible. Well, it is possible on a 5-tracker, yes.
Could be anybody.
Yeah.
Could be Jack Rabbit.
So no, definitely.
If only for that to happen, though. The requirements of the 15k need to be lowered significantly, because in most tracks, like even getting 10k sometimes is pretty bad. You have previous team events where 37k was an outstanding score, but you have 4 tracks and you're not even getting 40k plus, which is, I mean, for me, in my opinion, it's all right, I guess, but it is pretty interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Just to add. Well, look, I was hoping that with mastery, the fourth part and the buffing would make the cars be able to get those gaps that are missing from this, you know, new scoring system. You know what I mean? So I was hoping that maybe, you know, in time coming, not tomorrow, but in time coming, 60k would be possible with the buffed vehicles and the right players and, you know, a dream run and 4 tickets, you know. But whether that happens soon, I don't know. But I'm hoping for it, because it'd be awesome to see. I honestly think it'd be awesome to see a 60k score from a 4 track.
Definitely.
But yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there, I'm sure.
But again, to add to that, though, in order for that to happen, they need to reduce the requirements of the 15k. Like, again, going back to, like, very old team events, you had, like, 4-track 40k scores, you know? That would be...
The good old days.
Yo, that was peak team event times. Peak team event times.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, if you had a 40k score, it was, you know, it meant that it was, you know, if you were in a top 10 team or top 15 team and you had a top, you know, 40k score, there was also, you know, another 5 players at least that had a 10k, you know, a 40k score. It wasn't just one person getting 40k, you know. It got to a point where there was, lots. So, you know, it wasn't as straightforward as it used to be, and it's gotten harder now. But back then it was, I'm not saying it was easy. I'm just saying that back then there were more people doing 40k scores. So, you know, you'd open up the team event and there'd be like 25 people or 15 people with, you know, 40k scores. You'd go, my God, you know, I'm getting 36 and I'm in 85th place, you know? It's come a long way with these new scores, but it's also made it harder for everybody, not just us.
Yeah.
All righty. Do we want to start with the community questions?
Is there anything else Victor wants to tell us about before we get into it?
Actually, I do have something to add. Again, with the team events, we're only talking about us players that have a certain high GP, especially in CC. But for the team event players that are like, for example, even gold, imagine you're a new player. You have like pretty bad parts and you don't even have some of the vehicles to play the team events. I don't think, well, I'm probably saying this, but I feel like Fingersoft, especially in these past few updates, especially with the Masteries, they don't really, I mean, well, with the tasks update, like adding the tasks to the game, helping, well, actually, not really, to be honest, because with the tasks you get blueprints, but you don't really get many blueprints for the updates. Well, basically what I'm trying to say is that the team event is not really that great for new players because they can't really get great scores because it's just mainly based on having high parts and all the tunes. So you probably get like not even 10k, and that's not really great. You just need to upgrade vehicles and all that, but it's not that easy to do. Especially what I said with the blueprints and the coins that you need and the parts that you need.
Yep.
Even in CC, again, with the addition to Nitro, it's a big problem. Because in some tracks, if you don't have Nitro, you're completely done. Like in the previous team event in, well, the Stratton T2. Wait, was it T2? I believe it was T2.
Nitro off the start.
With Supercar.
Yeah.
You can't. If you don't have Nitro, then you're already on the back foot. You already lose like 2k points because you just can't compete with Nitro. So if you don't have Nitro, you're just. It's a big disadvantage.
I tried to. What do you call it? Tried to subsidize it with Coin Boost and it just didn't do anything.
Yeah, it just doesn't match Nitro.
But it was interesting, even on my alt with that track, my alt's Nitro was only at level 2. It was still faster than just about everything else. Everything else I tried without Nitro, just to try it, it was still faster with Nitro at level 2. So,
A very helpful part.
Definitely a very helpful part.
I've been told that you like to find different ways to work out how to finish tracks. Is that something that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, that is great. I mean, with finding tactics to finish some tracks, I'll put a big sample instead because I'll just be saying random stuff. With an example in one of the previous team events, there was a water run track, like for example with Snowmobile again, that was featured. You just had to go as far as you can in the water run track and hope to get 10k, I believe, was the Snowmobile ideal score.
Yeah, that was.
But while I was trying to find a way to see if I could avoid using Snowmobile, because I do not like Snowmobile. I'll probably say that a lot this podcast.
Tell us how you really feel. Okay.
Yeah. But with a player, I assume you all know Zoro, the number one adventure player. We both found a way to use muscle car instead to get 15k, which was pretty very nice for me because I just didn't want to use Snowmobile, especially on that track variant. Because Snowmobile, it was on like 3 hills in the water. Those hills, oh my, I was not having it. So I wanted to use muscle car instead. I did try it the first time, but I didn't get much luck because I thought it wouldn't go fast enough to do the no fuel water
bit at the end.
Oh my god. But yeah, the no fuel in the water with wheelie boost, you can easily scale that with muscle car or any other vehicles that have wheelie boost, at least most vehicles anyways. So that was really reassuring, although it wasn't free it was still quite challenging to get there, but it was all right.
What parts did you use on the muscle car? Just curious.
Jump shocks, wings, and wheelie boost.
Wheelie boost.
Oh yeah,
interesting.
An interesting.
So
combo.
not even using empty fuel boost.
No.
Wow.
Excellent.
Very interesting. That's not what I expected you to say.
Eva, you should have tried that strategy. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. And I'm hearing about it now, unfortunately.
I managed to get a 15K myself, but it was a little bit annoying.
Yeah, the bell, you were not having much fun when I was in call with you that day. You were
Oh my god, those bumps in the water.
You were having so much fun, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Well, yeah, I'm glad it's not...
Sorry, but yeah, to conclude finding strategies, it is not only me, but it's mainly a team effort, because with CC teams, they're always finding the ideal vehicle and parts to use. It's not just me, it's pretty much everyone.
Yep. Yeah. No, that's very cool. That's very cool. Yeah, very, very, very interesting.
Community questions. Shall we get them started?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yep. Today, I'm going to throw Jackrabbit under the bus, so you can ask the first question.
Okay, I'll go ahead. First, my usual first question for our podcast guest is, what are your other hobbies other than playing HCR2?
That is a good question. I mainly like going on long walks on a good day. Let's just say those good days are very rare, though, especially over these past few days. I'm just staying at home all the time, and that's not ideal. But yeah, it's mainly just walking, going on hikes, mainly. Mm-hmm. It's my main hobby. I'm sad to say that's actually it. I actually don't do anything else.
Watching the Formula One?
Oh yeah, watching stuff as well. Yeah, I watch Formula One as well. Oh wait, during this podcast though, pre-practice 3 is on for the British Grand Prix, I believe. So yeah, it is very interesting.
Well, we'll make sure we try and make this as short as possible, so you don't miss the practice.
Do you have a dog that you take on walks, or is it you just go for a walk?
I just go on a walk, and I unfortunately don't have any pets. I would like to get a pet, though. Most likely a pet dog, but I don't think that would happen. But I would like to get one a lot, yeah. Probably when I'm older.
Cool.
Very cool.
Pete, after you, or do you want me to?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you go. I'll go last this time.
We have a question here from Marine Mike. He's asked two questions, but one of them we've kind of already answered. He's asked about your YouTube video with helpful hints and tips to get better at the game. And you've said you're doing that anyway. So, but the first part of the question, do you think it's good for the game for the best players to do reset teams in order to maximize rewards against beginner players and teams?
Ooh, reset teams. That's a great question, actually. In my opinion, though, it's not that bad to a point where it's only reset teams getting promoted. That's not or that big of an issue. But, well, for players like me, the only thing we do need is mainly scrap from the rewards, which is the main parts that you need, at least for end game players. Let's just say that.
Yep.
The only thing that you would need is scrap from the match end rewards. But except for that, is it ethical? I don't think it's that big of an issue, at least from my point of view. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Very good. I'll add to that, because I've been on reset teams from a long time ago, and you know, spent a lot of time with the old Team Cat. That Team Cat was, which was, you know, a reset team. But this was before leagues and everything else. Look, I think there's a bit of that with everybody, but those sorts of teams just kind of, you know, yes, they 3K a team and all of that sort of stuff. But at the end of the day, most of the teams that we've come across that have been really badly beaten have only got 10 or 15 players on them anyway. So regardless of whether they're playing us or they're playing another team that was, you know, inverted commas, not as powerful, they still wouldn't have gotten max rewards anyway. So I think a lot of the time, some of the teams that are in the lower divisions aren't doing themselves any favours when they've only got 10 or 12 active players.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also to add to this question, I mean, there are some teams, well, I'll mention one here with Sorrow's team right now, Division 7 better than CC. He was in Discord in CC, CC, but then he decided that it wasn't for him. Then he just decided to join, or not join, he made his own team, and then he let other good players from, well, that were good in team events join his team. And right now, I believe it's full, but I actually don't know what division he's in right now, but every match is 3k points easily. So you get all the scrap, all the gems, all the rewards. And he said that it's better than getting the end of month rewards, which is like in CC, the top rewards is 1.5 million coins, and I don't know how many gems. I believe it's 400 gems, if I'm correct. But he does not prioritize that. He prioritizes, he prioritizes scrap instead. So,
Well, let's face it, like you said, the high-end players that are, you know, scraping together for that last scrap bit that they need to finish the session off and the game, they're wholly and solely looking for scrap. And, you know, I've got 108 million coins. I don't need any more. I've got gems. I don't need any more. I need scrap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's, you know, it's
within the game rules. Like, they're not breaking any rules doing that, so...
No.
And, I mean, that's just, like, the balancing as well. Like, I feel like if they wanted to fix that, maybe they should add, like, some scrap into the end-of-season rewards, like, for CC to, like, motivate people to actually be, like, competing against each other, like, for that massive reward.
Yep.
Yeah, that would be a great addition, yeah. But not only that, but I think as a whole, I think the way scrap is provided throughout the game, I don't think it's simply enough, especially during these days. You need so much scrap to scrap everything that you need to get, especially with the addition of Nitro. It's just, it takes time, you know. It's a very hard process.
I worked it out only yesterday. I still need another 700,000 scrap to finish off and go max again. And all of that is for Nitro.
Mm.
Yeah.
Do you have all parts now?
I've got all parts, all vehicles. All vehicles are maxed other than Nitro on 15 cars. But most of all of those are in the three. So they're three plus. So I think the worst two have got 17 parts to buy. And then the best, I think, at the moment is I've got 10 parts to buy. It's still a huge, like 700,000 in scrap is still another 12 months of playing, you know, at you know, general rates, not buying stuff to scrap to put it back into something else. It's still a huge task to finish off. And the account's six and a half years old now. It's very interesting.
You keep an eye on the shop to see if they ever pop up in the shop?
Yeah, I do. Every day I open up the shop and I, you know, add, I buy in gems, whatever is needed for the whatever. But, yeah, I'm probably only getting one a week now, one, two a week.
Do you also buy the vehicle-specific chests?
No. 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 Because the likelihood of getting... the likelihood of getting nitro out of a vehicle speed chest is so slim, it's ridiculous. So, you know, the chances of getting it is small, so I don't do it.
Yep, fair enough.
Hmm.
Good question.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
I've got a question here from, I'm going to mispronounce it for sure, Talha or Tala. Talha? T-A-L-H-A. Yeah. When will you become Duo Victor?
What?
You're already Mono Victor. When will you become Duo Victor?
You have to make a second account that will be Duo Victor.
I don't think Duo Victor is coming anytime soon. Let's just say that.
Okay.
At this point of the game, would you start the second account?
I actually do have a second account, but I haven't touched that account in months, though. That's like 4K GP, but I've not touched it in months. And especially with the addition of Masteries, I don't think I want to touch that account still, to be honest. And honestly, on the account, or on the subject of alt accounts, Ava, the... I cannot believe... How do you manage to grind Masteries for not only one, but two accounts? Like, it's so much time.
No, I did it. It's just, I did the Moonlander only on the second account, on the old.
And just the Moonlander?
Just Moonlander, not the car. Not the car. Because car was... I looked at the car, and I went, the sports car, and went, it's not worth the grind. Because my alt account... has always been a team event account. It was designed and upgraded to be powerful in team events only, nothing else. Right? So I've got parts that are fully maxed in terms of number of parts needed to max it, but they haven't been maxed because they're not needed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I've got spin boost on the super diesel hasn't been maxed. I've got, you know, jump shocks on the monster truck, right?
Every rally car thruster has been scrapped.
No. I've got the parts there. I've got 17 of 17 for the thruster for the rally car, but I just haven't upgraded it in coins.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because I've been collecting these parts for as long as I need to, and I've only have upgraded parts that I needed for team events.
And would you be set on coins on that account? Would you have enough to...
Yeah, I've currently got 24, 25 million coins on that account.
Oh, that's all right. That's plenty. Yeah. Well, it's a lot. It's enough.
It's enough. It's enough for me to, you know, when I got to the mastery level for the Moonlander, I had the coins ready to go.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So, but that was the whole idea with the alt account. I mean, it's been on Team TNT for probably over a year now. It's probably not going anywhere. And it was just an account to basically play with my mates on a cool team and just have some fun, you know. And when I thought, well, you know, the Moonlander with the, you know, popping off the wheels is probably going to be needed somewhere in a team event. And I figured it was worth the grind to do that. That's the only reason I've done it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
It'd be handy.
With Moonlander, with Moonlander, if you're not willing to grind all the way to the fourth parts, I think that's okay. Because that's the only one you mainly need. Well, it's mainly Eco Trust and the Overdrive.
masteries that you mainly need.
But once you've done Eco Thrust, But once you've done Eco Thrust, getting 6 or 7K in XP was a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Right? Because you'd basically do a couple of tracks, and you'd get, and I doubled all of them. I bought the double XP thing. But at the end of the day, it was all pretty much. I did a couple of tracks back to back, and yeah, it was just straightforward, you know.
Being able to afford XP doublers must be good. I will say that.
Well, it was 100 gems for 4,000, so you can do the maths and work out what it cost me. But I did half the grinding.
Yeah. But in general, though, with XP doublers, I feel like it's, well, in general, the value you get is way too low to be able to buy them. If you're willing to get them, it's just way too low, in my opinion.
For people like me who don't like grinding, it's well worth it.
Yeah, it's mainly for those people. But in general, like 100 gems for only 4,000, you would expect more from doublers, to be honest. At least in my opinion, anyways.
No, fair. It's only
100,000. That's only 100 gems for 4,000. Depends how you say it. If you have an abundance of gems, 100 gems isn't too much.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, in general, at least grinding sports car, especially with Moon, or yeah, grinding sports car used to be, I mean, all right, even though it took a long time. But now that Fingersoft nerfed the flips, it's just painful even more now to grind them, because you used to just go into a track mainly for me tumbling down, do a couple of flips, get 400 XP per run in like 23 seconds. If you do the math, then you can see how long that takes. But even with that, it was still quite a grind. But now that flips have been nerfed and you only do half now, it's even longer to grind. And it's just, you might as well just be playing cups instead, because doing flips is just not viable now.
Yeah.
And with Moonlander, with Moonlander now, the only thing you can do is wheelie, you know? I feel like Fingersoft is going to be nerfing wheelie or XP bonuses now, because that's the only way you can grind Moonlander, because flips, again, it's not viable. The only thing you can do is wheelie. Get XP.
Yeah. And airtime.
And airtime, yeah.
Yeah, airtime as well.
With the low value fuel and everything else, I was getting 5K XP on a moon run, and the moon run was costing me 15 gems. Or there was a track that was shared by a really good adventure player that may or may not be on this podcast at the moment, that I was using for one gem at a time, that still had fuel on it. Which I was using, which was pretty cool, because it was one gem instead of 15, and I could do the same thing. I could get, you know, 4 or 5K XP plus the doubler. So I did.
I remember giving you that tip.
Yeah.
I've actually got a funny story about how I got my mastery for Moonlander.
Yeah.
So you know how it like was like 100K points for a brief amount of time.
Yep.
So I got my first mastery 100K, then got another 99K, updated my game, then bought two masteries for the price of one, like the grinding of one, and then I just did wheelies to get the last mastery.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I also did that as well.
The flips were a lot easier than doing wheelies.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
That was the bell, just in case anyone was...
Yeah,
wondering who that was. Awesome. I forget where we're up to now.
JR, it's your turn.
Yeah, it's my turn. This is a question from Fiery. He would like to say, "Hey, Mono Victor, welcome to the OzNC podcast. I have two questions, so I will ask one question at a time. His first question is there anyone who inspires you or anyone you look up to in the HCR2 community?"
Ooh. Well, first of all, hello, Fiery. Thank you for the question. And second of all, that is... Oof. There are quite a few people, yeah. The main ones I'd say would be, at least when I was before YouTube, would be Protect and Linus, mainly. I would say Zaro, but let's just say our relationship, well, not our relationship, but our call relationship, let's say, is a bit frisky. So, Zaro, if you're listening to this podcast, oh boy. let me hold my phone back for a moment. Oh boy. The bell knows, so he knows very well. But yeah, I would say Zaro as well. He was a good guy as well. Mainly Protect, Linus, Zaro. And right now, I would say Verschok would be very up there. He's a great player and a very good person for the community as well. All he has done, it's amazing. It's very good.
Yeah,
so again, shout out to Verschok. He's a great guy. He's very good.
Yeah. Okay, and then a second question. If you could go anywhere in the world for 1 month, free of charge, where would you go?
Ooh, anywhere. Ooh. It would probably be... probably in Tokyo, Japan. Because I've always wanted to go to Japan. It's a very nice country, and I really like the culture as well. It would be a great place to stay.
What would really be the first thing you'll do?
The cuisine. The food.
Yeah.
The food.
Yes, definitely. The food.
I'll just feast during that one day. It would be amazing.
Additional question. Which weather would you go in? Would you go in a winter or a summer?
Ooh. I'd probably be a summer because I'm more of a summer guy. Don't really like the winter.
But it looks so beautiful with snow all over it.
That is true, though. Oh, but no, in Japan...
It looks amazing through spring.
Yeah, the springtime.
Cherry blossoms, yeah, true. Like to say.
Cherry blossoms,
that's a prime time.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool answers. Eva, you're next.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've got some questions here. Actually, there is a question from this guy called DeBell, and he's asked the question.
Heard of him.
Explain why you think light mode is bad. So we could actually get DeBell to ask that question.
So, Monovictor, explain why you think light mode is bad.
It's just bad, full stop. I don't even need to say anything else.
Okay, so just I'm curious now because I don't know what the hell you're talking about. What is light mode?
It's the device display settings. You can either have it on white or black, or not black, but dark.
Ah, okay.
Discord.
The bell. Now that you're here, the bell. Why do you use light mode? Why?
Sorry, change my YouTube to dark mode. No.
That's the only way that you are convinced to do that. It just doesn't make any sense that you always use light mode, honestly. It's
right,
superior.
So now that I've got that one out of the way, I'll actually ask a real question from Cap-A. So big shout out to Cap-A. He's a long time listener, and he's been asking questions all along. So really appreciate your input to the podcast, Cap-A. He's asked a very few questions all together, but I'm going to pick and choose a couple of them because I think he's very, very specifically. We've talked about your go-to time attack track, your favourite vehicle, which ones your not favourite. So if Goose was here, he'd tell us which ones he didn't like to find his favourite vehicle. But the one question that I think is the best at the bottom, it says, how does it feel being one of the best team event players?
Ooh, that is... Yeah, it feels... pretty nice to be in a position where I can make videos showing how team events are done. It's pretty nice, to be honest. But I wouldn't say that I'm the best team event player there. The selects, well, I'm one of the best, I'd say. Well, if everyone can agree on that, but I'm not the best, you know. There are a lot of other great players out there. So, yeah.
But
it's
you're
just
up there, so.
Yeah.
I've got a little sub question. How many podiums have you had in Supreme?
Sorry?
How many podium wins have you had in Supreme?
I think I've lost count now, to be honest. It's been quite a lot.
Okay, yep, cool. Me too.
I should have lied and said it was one. The main question I feel like is, where has there been a match where I've not been on the podium? That's the question. Oh.
Wow.
That's okay. Definitely not a not a flex at all. That's good. Sorry, I interrupted your question and your answering. Continue. Was there a second part?
No. I'm because we've talked about why he plays the game. Oh, the other question that he asks a lot, Cape, is if you could change one thing in the game, what would it be?
Ooh, one thing in the game. Mainly, actually, that's a really good question. Wow, I'm trying to think now. What would be good? I feel like the adventure tokens, they not only adventure token, well, if it's only one, then blueprints, I feel like they need to be either reworked or just completely gone. They need to be gone, in my opinion. Even though it's not an issue for me, it's really bad for early game players to grind blueprints because you just don't get any at all. It's really bad, in my opinion, anyways. It either needs to be more in supply that they provide or just completely removed, in my opinion. It's not good. There are other great features that I would like to mention, but that's the main one in my mind that feels that it needs to be done, or at least looked at anyways, in my opinion.
Fair enough.
Any others, Evo?
No, that was it.
That was it? All right. I've got a question here from Height. I wasn't going to mention this first bit, but because you mentioned Zoro before, I'll mention it. He says, "Hi, Monique. Welcome to the podcast. How does it feel to be bullied by Zoro every day?" That was a joke question. What do you think is your best record in the game?
My best record? I mean, still, that I mentioned before, I think Hills Ahead is still one of my strongest records that I've done throughout my Hill Climb Racing 2 career, to be honest. Really strong record. Although I got completely nitroed and then, yeah, that was fun. But yeah, Hills Ahead was very strong. And I believe I still have it anyways today, at least Jeep-specific world record. It was a really, really great record that I got back in the day. And also, fun fact, I did get it on my birthday 3 years ago, 2021. I remember it still fondly. It was very nice.
Oh, nice one. Quick question. If you lose a world record for a time attack track because of a fourth part mastery, will you be upset or driven to get it back?
I would definitely be. I wouldn't be upset because, I mean, it's inevitable that it would get beaten. Well, it depends on the track, though. Some tracks, Sports Car Masteries doesn't really thrive, but I did lose a few world records due to Sports Car Mastery, but I just try my best to see if I can be up there or even get the world record back myself, you know? You shouldn't be upset that you lose a world record. Eagle, I'm talking to you, by the way. But yeah, I mean,
Ego's like, oh, it's nice under this bus here.
But yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be upset to lose your world record unless you physically cannot get it back because you don't have masteries or don't have the parts or anything. You should always be driven to get it back.
which is what I tried to do anyways. If I can't get it, then oh well. Can I try again later or just move on? At least that's what I tried to do.
Very good answer.
Mm.
Thank you.
Jaya?
My question is from Regzu. What is the best cheese? In your
best
opinion?
Cheese?
Mm-hmm.
Parmesan cheese on top.
Ooh.
On top of what? Pear?
Just on top. This is the best cheese, in my opinion.
On top of other cheese?
All the cheeses, yes.
Excellent choice. Oh, I do love a good Parmesan.
All right, my
turn.
Turn.
Is it, or is it your turn?
My turn. So this is from President. He's just asked the same question as Cap A. So I'm just giving a shout out to President. He's asked about the changes to HCR2. What would it be? Something you should have improved. We've got a question from X modulus X, although I don't think it's X modulus X. It's X brackets X. And he says, and I quote,
I was going to ask this question.
Sorry. Holy crap.
I was going to ask it.
An actual Irish lad coming on. And he's asked the question, Tato or King Crisps?
Ooh. What is Tato? Potato?
I'm assuming this
Let's
is...
The Tato Crisps.
Yeah,
I know both of them. Ooh. Oh, I have to go with Tato. I have to go with Tato Crisps, yeah. I mean, King Crisps is also up there, but Tato. Tato has to come out on top in this one, in my opinion.
Oh, very cool. Very cool.
I wonder what his answer is.
I stole your thunder.
No, that's fine. I still got to find out.
Oh, cool.
I just wanted to say, holy crap, an actual Irish lad.
Yeah, sorry. Well, there you go. You just said it. I'll edit it so then we're both saying it at the same time.
Okay, so I've got a question here from Shadows. He would like to know, what is your dream car in real life?
Dream car? Ooh.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm not really one to be knowing about cars, but it'll probably be an Aston Martin of some sorts, in my opinion. But that's probably going to be interesting to some actual people that know what cars are actually like. Oh, I can already see the comments. Oh, no.
No,
but yeah,
a friend of mine just bought a Vantage S. 12-year-old Vantage S with 12,000 Ks on it. In Sydney, Australia. And I went to Adelaide to photograph it for him because he's an extremely good mate. This thing, he popped the bonnet, you looked under the bonnet, and it still looked like it had just been delivered out of the showroom. It was still in pristine condition. Amazing.
Wow.
And he has put more than 12,000 Ks on it in the last 12 months. Considering it had only done 12,000 Ks in the last 12 years, he's now done more Ks in it in 1 year than it has done ever in the last 10. So, good luck to him. He's worked hard all his life. He deserves the car. And I said to him after he told me he bought it was, congratulations, about time you spoil yourself. So, So don't dream low, dream high. Good for you. Do you know which model you want yet?
No.
The most expensive one.
This one that's good for me. Well, not necessarily too expensive, but the one that can deliver, you know. I'd say all of them can deliver, but yeah.
Yeah, well,
so like a Ford Transit.
Perhaps a Transit, yeah.
They can really deliver.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
Do you know what a Ford Transit is, Mono Victor?
I'm going to be completely honest. No, I do not.
It's a van.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a delivery van.
Hence, it can deliver.
Honestly, I wouldn't be suited with a delivery van, to be honest. I wouldn't mind having one.
Yeah. It depends on what's inside. You could be seen as... They used to be called... they're now just called stalkers.
You got to get like the black tinted windows and like
the black tinted windows, you know. Yeah, and then you pull up next to schools and yeah, no, not a good idea. No,
that's the Bell's plan, not my plan.
No, no.
Well, you and I both know that's your plan. Don't be shy. Don't lie.
No, that's Zorro's plan.
Oh no, actually, we can't say that.
That is
we
true.
Can't say that. I think that's my turn? Question again. Your turn? My turn.
Is it? Did you just ask?
It's JR's turn.
It's my turn.
It's JR's turn.
Okay, here's a question from Puma underscore 09. Do you think the recent additions of Nitro and Masteries are bad, or did you see an opportunity to get better and beat everyone?
I mean, with the addition of Nitro, I mean, it was, well, the community had a pretty interesting take on it, but I mean, gradually we've just gotten used to having Nitro. I mean, my answer is that it's not necessarily bad, but it's just, we've gotten so used to it, it's just is what it is, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
And also to add, yeah, a couple, well, I say a couple, but the majority of world records got completely, I would say, destroyed. But at the same time, it has brought some very, very cool techniques in Time Attack. And not only Time Attack, but Adventure as well. It's helped to get some very nice 10Ks over time, which is pretty nice.
Alrighty, well... There was a question from Castaway Will, which has kind of been answered already. Considering the fact that most of your world records are with other vehicles, why did you decide on the name Mono Victor? So you've kind of answered that. It's a big shout out to Castaway Will. Thank you for the question. Best cheese.
Dex in 7K has already been answered as well.
Yes. Okay, so this is a question from RF. What do you rate the HCR2 snap group? Lol.
The HCR2 snap group? Oh boy.
Yeah.
10 out of 10.
10 out of 10.
If you know, you know. If you know, you know.
I don't know. All right. What do you do there?
I think it's better that I just not say anything. Well, I mean, okay. It used to be great. Okay. It used to be great, but now it's kind of died down a bit. It is pretty nice though.
Is it? And something's happened. Is it exclusively HCR2 content?
Not really HCR2. It's mainly, well, actually, mainly based on real life, mainly. Rarely we talk about Hill Climb Racing 2, but it is a great group chat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Cool. Good question there, RF, who's listening.
Hello, RF.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Excellent. I've got a few questions here from Diamonds, and we've gone through a few of them. So what your favorite vehicle is. Second question. If you were a developer in HCR2, what would you change? And the third one, what is your favorite thing to do when bored in HCR2?
Speedrunning. The speedrunning.
Speedrunning?
It's so fun. Yeah.
Excellent.
Especially when you have nothing to do, it's just great. Not only are you grinding kilometers, like I've said before, but it's just very fun to do, in my opinion.
Interesting. Yeah, I've tried to do it. I'm just not very good at it. So I give up pretty quickly.
That's all right. You'll get there eventually. I know you can do it.
I'm not very skilled with Kenga or anything to do with jump shots. So I don't think I will. I'm done for. Not tomorrow.
No, I believe in you. I believe in you, Pete.
Oh, thank you. I'm just scrolling through. There don't seem to be very many questions left. Should we do the quiz?
No, there's a big one from PR Dewey.
Oh, yeah, I missed it.
Yep. JR, did you want to ask a couple of those and then...
Yeah, actually, I think most of them have been asked. But let's just go through his question. This is from PR Dewey / BR. He says, hi, Mono Victor, I am Dewey, and from a certain team, he would like to ask, do you like Mastery and Nitro update?
Again, like I've said with Nitro, I mean, my initial reaction, especially to Masteries, was like, oh no, this will change the game for the worse. But now, I think a month and a half now, it's just, we've gotten used to it, and I think the backlash has died out now. Because initially, it was like, the game's gonna die, the game is done. But now it's just happened, you know? We've just gotten used to it. Which, I mean, it's not bad at all. Well, yeah, it's not bad necessarily, but now we've gotten a time where we just have to wait for Masteries now in order to play certain vehicles.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
With Racing Truck and Adventure, at least for me, there's no need for me to play Adventure because I just have to wait for Masteries now in order to get those records that I still need to get.
Yeah. It was something that DeBell said to me in conversation, in a chat, and I just went, yeah, that kind of makes a lot of sense. There's no point going for anything at the moment because it's only going to come back to you when you go back to it the next time.
Yeah, like every single record in Adventure, like with Mastery, has been beaten. There's not one still standing like that has got a Mastery, like the Mastery has been for the car.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And Time Trial, I think it's a little bit different. I think there's still a few that are still standing with, like, Sports Car and Moonlander.
Yeah. But mainly Moonlander as well, yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But they are starting to fall slowly but surely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so his next question is, who is your favorite player?
Ooh, my favorite player? Ooh, that's a good question. There's a lot, though.
Eva, Pete, JR, or the Bell?
Definitely not the Bell. Definitely not
that's the Bell. Usually me who says that.
Name top three on top of your head.
Oof. I think.
Just remember, we can edit this later, right? So we'll edit our own names over your voice.
But if I have to choose one, I think it would be Protect, in my opinion. Just mainly back in the day, he used to be such a great player. It was just amazing what he could do. Although nowadays it's kind of died down a bit, but he's still a pretty solid player, in my opinion. So shout out to Protect.
Cool. Okay, the two other questions have somehow been answered. How does it feel to be on top of the game at various times? Do you have any pets? You said you don't have any at the moment. And this question is, what two teams can give the best combination if they merge?
Two teams? Ooh, right now, I think Supreme and Empire, if they merge, then they'll have a very solid roster. Yeah, mainly Supreme and Empire, yeah. Right now, anyways, they have a strong roster.
Yeah.
And if they merge, then they can make a very, very solid team.
Mm-hmm. So where are they on the team event ladder at the moment? Are they first and second?
Right now, not
first.
Yeah, Empire's first, but Supreme had a very tough match, or first match, so we're down the leaderboard, but we will get there eventually.
Mm-hmm. Empire are looking strong, but hopefully we can get the win for Supreme. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But yeah, it'll be very tight.
He would like to ask for a shout out.
Are we going to give it to him?
I think you're going to make his day.
Yeah, he was asking me. I have to do a promise. Yeah, shout out to PR Dewey, BR. Shout out to you.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Cool.
We have a silly question from Hazelnut. He's asked, do you like Italian food?
I do like Italian food occasionally, mainly pasta.
Occasionally.
Authentic pasta is brilliant. It's very nice.
That's the most important word, authentic. That's good.
Although with pizza, on the other hand, I'm going to upset a lot of people by saying this, but when I was younger, I used to not like pizza. Yeah, that was interesting.
It's all right. It's okay.
I mean,
with pineapple?
He was very not happy. He was not happy about that.
Pineapple on pizza? Oh, no.
Yes.
No. Nope.
Yes.
Nope. Yes.
Yes.
No. No. At least I'm saying no because I haven't tried it yet. I don't even know if it's actually good.
Oh, so you don't know how good it is.
I don't know yet.
It's good.
That's what it is.
First take, no. I need to try it first to actually give my proper input on it.
I like it. Diplomacy, that's good. very cool. All right, JR, did you want to do the Never Have I Ever?
Yes, we have come to this part of the podcast where we do the quiz. Never Have I Ever, Hill Climb Racing 2 edition. 1 point for each one that you have never done before. Are you ready, Victor?
Very good prizes.
Yes. Are you ready, Eva, with your spreadsheet?
I'm glad you asked.
Come on, Eva, chop chop. Come on.
Yes, I'm ready now. I'm ready.
Okay, cool. First question. Have you ever reached the maximum GP?
Never. Unfortunately, never.
Okay, next question. Have you ever achieved the maximum 15K score in a track?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, are you sure? Just kidding.
He has.
I have.
Yeah. Just kidding. Next question. Have you ever finished the Road to Legendary?
I have.
Ooh. Have you ever started your own team?
I have never started my own team, no.
Never. Okay. Have you ever spent real money in the game?
I have, yes.
Have you ever participated in any HCR2 tournament?
I have.
Have you ever thought of giving up the game?
Ooh. Sometimes I have, yeah.
You have?
But not really right now, but before it was
a few times.
Yes.
Yes, you have. Next question. Have you ever posted a suggestion in the Fingersoft server?
I have.
Have you ever reported a cheater to the Fairplay server?
Never.
Never. Next question. Have you ever had your account flagged for cheating?
Never.
Never. Have you ever been banned in any HCR or the Fingersoft server?
I have.
Your Discord account. You have?
Yeah.
Okay. And the last question, have you ever done a face reveal on any Discord server?
I have.
Wow. Ooh.
Pretty
okay.
Good scores. So,
that is a pretty good score. Sadly, it's not a winning score. You have tied with a few very notable players, but you are 1 point away from the winner. So the winner was Hulkster back in the day, episode 4. You scored 3 points, 3 nevers. Across 12 nevers. Had you won, you would have won absolutely nothing. So don't feel bad about coming second, because you also get the same prize. Yes, you get the same prize. You get absolutely nothing for coming second. But because you said very specific words about the cheese question, we will give you the all the cheeses roll on our podcast server.
Right. Nice.
There was also the knot roll, which is not really a roll, it's just a knot. Anyway, that's another story. But we will give you the all cheese roll. We'll do it shortly. And that way you will have a different color to everybody else on the server. Actually, everybody else but one other person. So thank you for playing Never Have I Ever. It is, as you can tell, it's a bit of a laugh, it's a bit of fun. And we get to laugh at each other as well as maybe some of the guests, which is cool. Right, that kind of brings us to the end of the podcast. From our perspective, we've really, really appreciated your time and spending some time with us. We really want to thank Dex again for suggesting you come on, and we appreciate you spending some time with us and giving us a little bit about who you are as a person, who you are as a player, and just making us laugh. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, and thank you for giving me the opportunity, and along with Dex and I believe Ink7K and Flip as well for the recommendation to be here. Yeah. So again, shout out to them. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
They both said you would be a very good guest, but it was Dex who said it first. So,
And you have been an amazing guest. So we've really enjoyed your story and getting some really cool stuff out of you, which is really awesome.
No problem. Thank you.
JR, did you have anything to add?
Thank you thank you to all our listeners for sending in your questions, and watch out for our next few more episodes. All amazing.
Yeah, watch out.
And then a very, very quick thank you to DeBell for listening in and saying hello and asking his own question, which is not common. We don't do that for everybody. But I figured, considering he'd asked the question and he was already listening, why not ask if he wanted to ask it himself? So thanks for dropping in and listening and being a part of this podcast.
It was fun. Thank you.
No problems. Well, if you're still listening at this end of the podcast, it means you've listened to the entire episode and you may or may not have enjoyed it. So if you did enjoy it, please like and subscribe. Make sure you follow us so then you can get our regular updates. If you haven't enjoyed us, tell us why, and that way we can make our podcast better for you. So from everybody here, thank you for listening, and have a great week or two before the next one. See ya.
Bye.
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 Bye.